USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On this Easter Sunday, officials say this may be the last holiday where we have to social distance. In St. Peter's Square, for the second year in a row, there are very thin crowds due to the coronavirus pandemic. Pope Francis, in an Easter Vigil Mass, asked people to not lose hope during the dark months of the pandemic. A small crowd of less than 200 people wearing masks attended. Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaruth for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaruth Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The man who rammed his car into two police officers at a barricade outside the Capitol, killing one of them before he was shot to death, had been suffering from delusions, paranoia, and suicidal thoughts. Video of the attack on Friday shows the driver emerging from the crashed car with a knife in his hand and starting to run at the pair of officers. Police shot the suspect, 25-year-old Noah Green, who died at the hospital. Investigators are increasingly focused on Green's mental health as they work to identify any motive for the attack. Posting online, Green described being under government thought control and said he was being watched. Reverend Pat Mahoney witnessed the attack.
It appeared to be three shots, and I saw people running the opposite way. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. There was just Constitution completely lined with armed National Guard members in face masks and automatic weapons.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States is setting new daily records for COVID vaccines administered, while new data may begin to change public health recommendations for fully vaccinated people. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
The United States has set another new record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. That also brought the 7-day average to more than 3 million shots administered per day. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he believes that those who are fully vaccinated may not transmit the virus if infected and may no longer need to wear a mask. But the White House's chief medical advisor tells Fox News that he still recommends that those who are vaccinated keep masking up as a precaution until there's definitive data available.
But there is studies that are coming online now that are going to definitively prove that. And that's the reason why we say when that happens, we'll pull back on the recommendation of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks. It's very likely that they're not infective. But just to be sure and just to be cautious, you want to be conservative on the side of saying, wait till we get data where we can definitively prove that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Rapper DMX has been hospitalized in New York after a medical emergency, according to his representatives. TMZ reported he suffered a drug overdose that triggered a heart attack at his home on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.